How did you feel about school?
I wasn't really fond of school, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people, like your grandmother, she just loved school. And then I guess, I don't know I probably went to school because I had to, you know. That's not a good answer for you. But.
It's just questions about you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want your legacy to be?
My grandchildren.
Yay.
Yeah. My grandchildren and my great grandkids too. Okay?
Okay. What was your role model growing up? What was your role model growing up?
Well, because I was 6 years old when my father passed away. So I think after that was his brother, Uncle Morton, who was a cowboy too.
Why was he your role model?
Because he reminded me so much of my dad. You know?
What made you choose your job? Why did you choose the job that you chose?
Well, probably for the training that I got when I was in the Navy, it fit right in, and it was probably one of the better companies in the Valley at the time.
What kind of games did you play as a child?
Football mostly. Yeah.
Were there any board games that you liked to play?
Hmm?
Were there any board games that you liked to play?
No, I don't think so.
What was it like growing up?
Hmm?
What was it like growing up where you were?
It was fun because I grew up in a project. You know what a project is,
yeah.
Housing project. And there's so many kids, you know, that we all ran together. And most of us end up going on to high school together. And then some of us even went into the military together. So it was a group that we just grew up together with, you know?
Yeah. What was your favorite food growing up?
I think hamburgers. Yeah.
What was the most shocking thing to happen during your life?
Well, I was young, but I was probably losing my dad, you know. And that was about it. That was the shocking thing. Everything else was pretty normal, you know.
What was your favorite movie as a child?
Probably the movie The Giant.
The one with the boy who finds the giant robot?
No, this was it was about Texas and how the ranches there ended up converting over because they just discovered oil, and so then they put in all these oil wells and everything. It was just a story about one of those families, you know. And it was in the area where my dad grew up, you know.
Has food changed since you were a child?
Well, I think you have more of a variety of restaurants now than when I was growing up. You were like, just get a hamburger, and there were a few steakhouses, but other than that, that's what we had, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How have clothes changed since you were a child?
Well, the act are more casual, you know? And when I was young, everybody wore Levi's, you know, when you could buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What choice in your life was your worst mistake, you feel?
I don't know that I consider them real mistakes, you know. Most of them I would do again, you know. So, yeah, I can't really call them big mistakes, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you feel was your best choice that you made?
I better say marrying your grandmother, hadn't I? That and joining the Navy, that was a good move on my part.
What was it like in the Navy?
Well, it was, I enjoyed it. I wasn't shot at either, you know. I was in the I was in San Diego most of the time, but then went out on an aircraft carrier, and I got to learn how to work on airplanes, and I liked that. Mm-hmm.
Which wars were you doing that during?
Mm-hmm. Korea.
Mm-hmm.